We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going to talk some Dolphins, talk some football with Kimbo Camper, Milpitas High School in Milpitas, California. Am I saying that right?
You're a bad guy, Woody. There's no question about it. You're a bad human being. And you called way too many people scumbag today on the show. You were over your limit, I think. I think we had like three or four. Who'd you call a scumbag?
Which one person, Brian Kelly.
Oh, Brian Kelly.
He's a bad guy. You like him?
He doesn't bother me that much. Okay. The guy that used to be there a long time ago drives me nuts. Lou Holtz. Screwy Louie. Not a big fan.
We went really old school on that one, man.
Yeah, I did, man. Hey, we got Kimbo Camper going to join us from Milpitas High School. I didn't do that on purpose. The ass clown wrote it down, and I said, how you doing, Bo?
I think Lou Holtz went to Milpitas High School.
Yeah, right. Somewhere there is
he would qualify as that, right?
Yeah, no question. Oh, what an annoying.
I know one thing I know about that high school. It wasn't hard to get into.
No, I'm sure it wasn't hard to get into at all. I'm sure it was easy. There's no question about it. Yes. Hey, Bo.
There you go. That's enough of that.
Yeah,
nonsense.
Enough. It's gotten like it's like 9 or 10 year old stuff. It really is.
It is.
Like a little guy getting caught in the fifth grade playing with himself, and the teacher says you shouldn't do that. Hey,
maybe that's what Woody's wearing, the way he is these days.
Maybe
that's the way Hollywood.
I've gone back there and caught him like five times. I go, Woody, stop playing pocket pool. It's getting old. Stop it. Hey, so Bo, I got to ask you, this pops up all the time, and we saw, you know, guys used to take the needle, man. We're open by the end of the year. You got 10, 12, 13, 14 guys taking the needle in the old days, and the doctor used to say, we can fix it after the year. It won't be any worse. You're fine to go ahead and numb that area. The worst one I ever saw was John Geisler. Now, you were around a couple years earlier. What about for you? Who would it be?
Well, Geese was certainly one of the guys. I mean, he took it for practices, you know. I think they have to give him – used to have to give him a shot in the knee just to allow him to get home after the game.
Man,
but I think before that, it was like everybody. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously Cooch was probably to the extreme of it, where at one point during a playoff run, he broke his wrist. And they told him he couldn't play anymore. And I think it may have been when their Super Bowl run. And he says, no, I'm playing. You just need to figure out. And he had him. They took the marrow out of his arm and put a titanium shaft in there. And he played with that for the rest of the season. And then you'd go to his house and have drinks, and he'd stir his drinks with that titanium rod that they put in his arm. So if you get, you know, so getting beyond, and that's probably one of the more milder things that happened with Cooch, but no, it was Joe, it was a different. I always say this: it was a lot tougher. It was tougher before you and I came into the league, right?
Yes.
And it got easier after we got out of the league, and easier for the. So it's been a progression of being kind of like Neanderthal ball when the league first started to becoming more to, you know, it's kind of like UFC when mixed martial arts started fighting, right? Remember, they wouldn't even put couldn't even put it on TV because the guys were breaking people's arms and and doing all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
They didn't have that on national TV. So they had to refine it to fit the TV screen and to fit people's the people's tolerance on TV, and they did, and look what they're doing now. And the NFL is no different. I think it's kind of following the path of where society is right now. Like a lot of these guys, Joe, I admit I got shot up more times than I'd like to count. In the middle of games, before games, all these things. I remember going in and having blood drained from my knee in the middle of one game and going out and playing the rest of the game. But that's what everybody did.
Right.
And I think this younger generation is a little bit more about, they care about themselves a little more than we did, I guess. You know what
right.
I mean?
I don't have a problem with it, though, Bo. If they're not sure, I'm not one of those old guys that's hating on those guys refusing to take the needle.
No, I don't. If someone doesn't want to take a needle, they don't take the needle. That's a personal choice, and it's always been a personal choice. Although our personal choice, if you chose no, was a lot more uncomfortable than it is now saying no.
Right.
I believe.
No.
But it's right. If you don't want, but I'm going to say this. You look at all these teams that are playing the Final Four, right? Final Four this weekend. How many guys in their teams are playing? The obvious guy is Pat Mahomes, right?
Right.
You saw what he did. Yeah, they almost had to drag him out of that game just to check him, right? I mean, he was clawing back. He's made way back in. And that's how it used to be. I don't know that there's very many people like that now. I look at our football team. I would put my finger on Tron Armstead, and I said, this is a guy that missed a lot of games this year, but this is a guy that wasn't playing, he was walking up and down the sideline like a caged lion, just wanting to get back in and begging doctors to get back in. So those are the kind of guys if you want to be in the Final Four, you got to get guys like that are going to be. Look, Joe, you get to December, you get to the playoffs, and to me, it's at that point from December 1st to the end of the season, it's all hands on deck. If you can breathe, you can play.
Yeah. You know? No, you're right.
You got a broken hand. It's a long way from your heart, and it's a long way from your legs. You can still go out there and run around.
Yep, no question.
You've seen enough guys out there with hand injuries playing with casts and stuff that it's not abnormal, but some choose to and some choose not to.
Yeah, no, that comes down between the doctor saying you can play and the guy goes, nah, I can't, it's not going to work. So
you need to add one more element to that, the agent. Add the agent into that conversation.
That's true. Nope, no question.
Right? Where the player says, hey, I got my ankle, and they want me to play. And he just goes, no. You got a contract coming up. You're in a contract. No. You don't play until that thing is absolutely perfect, right? And so you get that into the that's been added into the conversation, Joe. It wasn't there. I don't think it was there when we were playing. And I never had a conversation with my agent about playing or not playing in a game ever.
Yeah, that kind of – after he did that contract, it was kind of over. It wasn't a lot of money anyway, but it was kind of like, here's your money, and we're done for a couple years. I'll talk to you if I'm still around and later on. Hey, Bo, so you started this next topic. You're the first guy to say – you're already laughing. Skylar Thompson should be the backup. I remember that. So are you ready for Skylar Thompson be the backup this year?
I am. I would say that the only caveat would be if they went out and picked up a veteran quarterback. I know Tua's a guy, and I know that that everything is all he's good to go, ready for the offseason, ready to start next year. But I don't know how much. I think we all would be a little more comfortable if we had a veteran backup, and it's not going to be Teddy Bridgewater. But you got the Derek Carrs and you got the Jimmy Garoppolo's go floating around out there looking for jobs. And I know there's starting jobs that some of those guys are probably going to fit into, but I wouldn't mind having one of those guys. And if you have that guy, maybe you drop Skyler back to the third quarterback, but I wouldn't be uncomfortable if you know, if Tua is coming back and Skyler's our backup, he got valuable experience this year, and I don't think he doesn't have the intangibles that the Mahomeses and the Allens and those guys have. But I think from a backup standpoint, and I keep looking at Chad Henne every week when I see that name on the back of the jersey with him standing on the sideline, been there for a long time, but when he comes in, he's reliable. And he doesn't put the ball at risk. And I think Skyler kind of fits into that category.
Hey, so the other thing I wanted to ask you, you're a defensive guy. Is it time to blow up that defense completely and come in with a whole different style of defense this year?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they've, I think they've got the players that to do really what they wanted to do. And I think one of the things that kind of happened this year when they lost, when Ogbo went out, they went from a 4-3 kind of a team to a 3-4 kind of a team, like in midstream, and which I think creates some situation. But I think when you bring in that Bradley Chubb, who I think we all would have liked to see a little more production out of him, and we're hoping to get it this year. But I think with a year of training camp, a year of going through OTAs, a year of tweaking that system, when you have two outside rushers, with Phillips on one side and Chubb on the other, and then you got you look at the inside guys with Christian, with Zach, and like to see Raekwon Davis be a little more active in the middle there. But you've got enough big guys in the middle where you can play that 3-4 scheme where, you can blitz from you can blitz anybody on the defense at any given time that you choose.
Yeah.
And I like that look.
Yeah, that's going to be do you see enough out of Cater Kahou? He's your starting or your nickel corner this year?
Yeah, unless I think looks like I don't think it's a reality. I think unless Byron Jones comes back and it comes in challenge, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I think right now, I would say, Joe, going into the offseason, I would say it's his job to lose, right? Wouldn't you?
Yes. I think he earned the right to be a starter for next year unless somebody comes
doubt.
In. Yeah, with you.
Because look at so you look at a guy like that. What's the school he came from? Liberty something or wherever the heck he came from?
Texas A&M Commerce. Yeah.
So a lot of people have asked me because they say, well, what's the difference from going like to a small school instead of coming from like Michigan or somewhere, And I said, well, it's not the players, it's usually the coaching you get, Because I started at a division, I started an NIA division school, and the coaching was like high school coaching. And then I went to junior college, and the coaching got a little bit better.
Right.
But I didn't get really good coaching until I got to San Jose State. And then when I got to the Dolphins, then you got really good coaching. So Cater comes in without, and I'm not criticizing his coaching staff where he went to school at, but he certainly didn't get the coaching that you get at Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, those places. Yet he comes in and grabs and becomes a starter in short order on your football team, and you noticed him basically the first game he played, right? Oh, who's this guy?
Big hitter.
So you give him this offseason of coaching to refine his game, to understand the complexities of pass coverage in the defense, where the complexities of making the corner is basically just cover the son of a bitch,
Right.
So I think with him, he's going to come in and he's going to come in with confidence, having known that he can play this week.
Yeah, he's going to be a different guy. That's a good point.
He's got an opportunity to really take a step forward.
So the other big thing going on is we got these championship games, man. 3 o'clock on Sunday and 6:30 on Sunday for people going. Well, yeah. I want to go out and get some chicken wings. I want to be able to talk to the little ladies that are out there. I want to enjoy myself with some cold beers and look at TVs where I can watch the game from any place.
So I went to our place. I went to the boat campers on Oakland Park last week on Saturday. I went in and watched the game. Ran into Benny Blades in there. Benny was in there enjoying himself. And it was absolutely packed. It was a zoo. I mean, you talk about the energy in those buildings. I love these games, these days when – like you have two playoff games Saturday, two playoff games Sunday, or two on one day, and to go in when the everything's all every TV's on that one game. That's it. We've got 160 TVs on one game, in Oakland Park and in Miramar, and you don't miss a play, and the excitement—it's like being in the stadium. You know, guy drops the ball, and the cheer goes up, and the people across the street in the condos start getting on the phone and calling, calling their councilman saying, "That's too loud over there."
That's what we want. That's what we want for sure. So we just want to tell everybody, get on out to Bow Campers, man. You're looking for a place to watch those games. Go out and socialize a little bit with your buddies and your wife or your girlfriend. It's a great place to go. You still got those drink specials, or are you knocking them off because of the championship?
No. It's always drink specials. Always seems like, I'm not going to say it always is, but it seems like it's always happy hour at Bow Campers when you go in to grab your, especially if you're looking for a libation or two. And I know you look for one or two when you go in.
Both
Corona Lights. We keep a stack of Corona Lights for
man,
you.
Man, yeah. Either draft or just in the bottle. Either way, I'm great. Bo, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming
all
on.
Right, later.
Kim Bow Camper. Kim Bow Camper joins us this morning. Talk a little bit. I want him to pump up his Bow Campers. He's my guy, man, of course. Bow Campers Sports Bar. Miramar, Plantation, and Oakland Park right on the water over there. Can't go wrong. All right. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. 305-567-0560. We'll be back in a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you talk about a profession that doesn't sleep year round, and we always talk about this, and I'm not sure high school's much better for compared to what those guys get paid here in South Florida, but the college coaches right now are recruiting here, trying to wrap up transfer portal as well as high school for this next signing date that's coming up just a few days away. And then on top of that, the pros, think about it, you got to evaluate the guys you have, going through all that evaluation, and then you got to start hitting the road once you find out your coach says, "Hey, we want you to take a look at this guy. We really like him. We want to see what you think." So these jobs, they're great jobs. People ask me all the time, "Hey, you ever think about getting in coaching?" I go, "No, never did." They go, "Why?" I say, "Because of Shula. The hours. I don't want to put in those kind of hours. His hours were nuts." We got out of camp back then. Two-a-day camps or three-a-day in some cases. The third one was a walkthrough. But we didn't get out of meetings at night for like 2 months until after 10 o'clock. I mean, you're having trouble keeping your eyes awake because he was going over it. And then you had to come in the morning and it started right back up. Now, you got 1 day off a week and all that stuff. But I saw the hours that he put in. And I know he felt like he had to outwork everybody. That was kind of his, you know, he's one of the old school, like I'm going to put in, nobody's going to put in more hours than I am. And he did. That guy never shortcuts you. There's a reason he's got all these wins and the winningest coach of all time. But, man, that coach is not for everybody. I mean, if you're looking to balance your life, I don't know, and I did this half jokingly. I don't know how those guys all stay married unless they get a wife that's really secure and super independent to basically raise the family. Now, these coaches, some of these head coaches are better about, you know, free time now than they used to be. But I don't know. I don't know how they do it. It is, I mean, you love football. I mean, you love it. These coaches, we see it. How often do we see guys and you're like, "Hey, Don Mattingly comes to mind in baseball. Don just made a lot of money. He took an assistant job right away in Toronto." I was like, "Really? Don, you're in your 60s, man. Go enjoy yourself." Same thing in football. These guys can't just walk away. It's hard for these guys to walk away. "Nah, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to be a consultant, but you got, they fired you. You got 4 years of really good money coming in. Yeah, but I want to coach. I got to be in there. That's what I do. So, all right. Whew, that's a tough profession, man. I got great respect for all those guys because they work, and especially the former players who saw those hours that those guys put in. And listen, players don't put nearly, not even close to the hours that coaching staffs put in. But I'm amazed I see guys that are really good, like Jason Taylor. I'm just talking about some of the former Dolphin guys. Jason Taylor, Pat Surtain, now going to be at FSU, which full-time now. He's going to be recruiting down here like crazy. Sam Madison and Wes Welker. Like, I was shocked. Like, Wes Welker, Sam and Pat made good money. They got some good money now. And they went into those hours. And I was like, wow. You decided, huh? Yeah. And they're into it. They're not like, man, I don't know if this is what I want to do. They've been doing it a while now. Anyway, with all that said, 305-567-0560. We have had a lot of different stuff to discuss. And, of course, just a couple of days away from the AFC and NFC championship games. And we'll hit that real hard again tomorrow. But what do you got coming in?
By the way, the line did officially change on the Chiefs game. Chiefs are now favored once again.
That had to be after yesterday. They saw him walk without a limp and all that stuff.
I don't think it's going to matter. It's going to be 1 point probably either way here, right?
So what's the other game right now?
I believe it's still at 2.5. It is at 2.5 still, yeah.
Eagles at home, favored by 2.5.
I don't know about you, but I don't have any strong feeling either way on that game, unfortunately. It sounds about right. Two even teams, games in Philly.
So I do agree when people say Philly's got the best offensive line. That offensive line's really good. Now, can they run it against the 49ers defense? That's the question. Can they do it? We'll see. That will be.
You going to give us your picks tomorrow, your official picks?
Yeah, but they're not worth anything. Tomorrow's on your own Friday. Because don't listen to me. I'm warning.
These games are both coin tosses, though. I mean, if there's anyone out there that says they have any, like, you know on what's going to happen here.
It's just hard for me to imagine a seventh-round quarterback, who, by the way, hadn't lost a game yet. This story's unbelievable. What did the 49ers won? 12 straight games?
Something like that, yeah.
10 in the regular season, now 2 in the playoffs? God, that's not normal.
I know you say it's hard for you to see them winning, but I don't know, man.
Well, the rest of that team,
like, they have defensive playmakers on that team that could change the game, too. I don't know.
They have
a very tough pick that game.
I will say
we
this
might
though.
Have to Twitter poll it tomorrow just so we can
The best 53-man roster. Doesn't it look like Philadelphia or no? Or not necessarily. It looks like it to me.
I don't know, man.
And the 49ers
find out.
Pretty damn good too.
We'll find out on Sunday, but I don't know. That's the thing. Like these games are very tough to pick. They're essentially both pick 'em games.
But you look at the matchup, especially with San Francisco and Philly, the 1-2 defenses against each other and the 3-5 offenses against each other. Jeez, it's going to be wild. Neither one with a first-round pick quarterback. So good stuff, man, good stuff. All right, listen, we're going to have Kim Bocamper. We had him on earlier. We're going to have Adam Beasley join us. I just mentioned Bo. I was getting ready to do a Bocamper spot for him, but – Adam Beasley will join us coming up. We'll talk to him, get his take on the defensive coordinator position as well as some of the Miami Dolphin decisions that have to be made here real soon, including the quarterback situation with Tua Tagovailoa named the starter for next year. We'll have that with Adam Beasley coming up. But first, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, I love talking about SUVs, especially the new South Florida Chevy SUV family. Yeah, the small SUVs, the midsize, and the big boys. But I like to talk about Silverado trucks, our number one selling durable, strong Silverado trucks. We've got one perfect for your lifestyle. New, used, whatever you're looking for. It's hard to beat a strong, durable Silverado truck. Whether you need a full-time working truck, that's how you make extra money, that's how you make your living, or you still need to be able to get those kids around and need room, well, we got that for you too. We got everything you're looking for. If Silverado doesn't make the truck, then nobody's making it right now. And by the way, when I talk about those SUVs, those Tahoes and Suburbans with that new look and added more space than a midsize SUV like the Traverse, which doesn't feel like a midsize SUV. It's got so much space. And then our smaller SUVs, just so much style and substance with the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox. Last time I checked, too, old Corvettes and Camaros, when you can get one, they're really sexy. Hey, go find out for yourself. Take a test drive. Fall in love. Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. We got something close to you for a great experience at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.